Please open your Bibles to the book of Revelation, chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5. Jonathan Edwards rightly observed that in heaven, true religion exists in its utmost purity and perfection. If we want to get the best picture of God-honoring worship, then we must lift our gaze upward to those who dwell in heaven with God himself. So this week, as we remember and proclaim Christ's death in communion, we will look at heaven's inhabitants to remind us of the greatness of Jesus and what he has accomplished. These creatures in heaven remind us that Jesus is worthy of our worship. And they also remind us why he is so worthy. Follow along as I read, starting in verse 9. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." Notice in this passage the worthiness of Jesus. In verse 2, a strong angel with a loud voice asks for someone worthy enough to open this ominous sealed scroll. But not even this mighty angel is worthy. He must ask for someone more worthy than he is to open it. And verse 3 says that no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. So no one in existence was valuable enough even to peek into this scroll except one. An elder comes to John and tells him to stop crying because this conquering lion, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, he calls him, can actually open this sealed scroll. He's worthy. But when John looks through teary eyes to look to see this conquering lion, what does he see instead? He sees a lamb standing as though it had been slain. This lamb that was standing as though slain was also the conquering lion. And he and only he was worthy to open this scroll. This lion-like lamb, this conqueror, is none other than Jesus of Nazareth. When Jesus takes the scroll to open it, look at the response of the creatures in verse 8. It says, "And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders, they fell down before the Lamb." And verse 9 says that they sang a new song. This occasion, this called for singing. And here is what they highlight in their song. First, they highlight the worthiness of Jesus. They say, "Worthy are you." As they sing this new song, they are captivated by Jesus' worth and majesty and praiseworthiness. They are distracted with the value of the Lamb. And why they recognize, is he worthy to take the scroll and open its seals? Verse 10 says, "For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And not only that, but he also made them a kingdom and priest to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." This is why Jesus is worthy. I want you to take a second and look around you. Look down your rows. No, seriously, look around you. Look down your rows, look in the rows in front and behind you. What you'll see is people who are from different families gathered. People with different first languages, born and raised in different countries and states. People who physically look different from you. They have different preferences, different talents and abilities, different social and economic statuses. And the list could go on. And yet, many of these same people are here to celebrate and proclaim the same unifying truth, that Jesus, the only one worthy of God's blessing, became a curse in our place. That's what we're here to celebrate. We're about to proclaim that Jesus has bought us, unworthy rebels though we are. He has bought us who don't deserve God's blessing, and he's made us servants of the living God with all of the blessings that come with that. That's what we're celebrating. There isn't an organization, a business plan, or a diversity strategy on the planet that could accomplish what Jesus has, that could unify the variety of people for the significance that we find in the gospel. Jesus is worthy, and we should be impressed. If you don't believe this gospel, if you've yet to acknowledge the infinite worthiness of Jesus, if Jesus doesn't impress you, if what he accomplished on the cross doesn't move you, if it never has, you should aim to be moved now. That would be a good aim. When the bread and juice come to you, don't take anything from it. And at the same time, don't feel pressured by the people around you who might be taking. This is an ideal time to meet with God. Confess that you need him to change you so that you would be transformed by the worthiness of Jesus that we see here. And for those of us who are here who do know Jesus, be impressed. Marvel, worship as you take communion and rejoice at what God has accomplished with all of us type sinners. This is amazing. This morning, when the elements come by you, just hold them, and I'll lead us in taking communion together, and we'll celebrate Jesus and the unity that he's purchased for us.